unheardnerd.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Word to the Nerd podcast. I'm your host, Will, for the unheardnerd.com, and it's my pleasure to welcome back a guest for a second time. He's not only one of my favourite rappers, but one of my favourite people in the world to talk to. It is Word Burglar. If you want to comment on this show, hit me up on Twitter. It's at the Unheard Nerd or facebook.com/theunheardnerd. Enjoy the show.
Listen up, yeah, it's a word to the nerd. Coming through the speakers from the one you never heard. A brand new show you don't want to miss, because you never heard a nerd with a style like this. Nerdcore, hip-hop, 8-bit, pop rock. It's our culture on the rise and it won't stop. Podcast drop, best day of the week, because the unheard nerd is about to speak. The unheard nerd is about to speak. The unheard nerd is about to speak.
Do you have the one where Word Burglar raps about comic books? No, I know that happens on a lot of them. No, but the one where it's just you. Oh, no. Okay. All right, maybe it's not out yet. Just get me Lady Death.
Yo, as a kid, my favorite comic was Nth Man, the ultimate ninja. You got every one of those in multiples, didn't ya? Yeah, and it took a while to collect them all. I got the last one I needed down at the shitty mall. Yes, yes, y'all. Like Lee Falk, that's real talk. And when I'm not reading them, keep them safe in a sealed box. Spidey, Booster Gold, and X-Men. Ninja Turtles, a Tick, and John Byrne's Next Man. Collecting milk and cheese wookies to strange adventures. For real geeks who can name Avengers like Triathlon, Tigra, Jack of Hearts, U.S. Agent, though he was always in the wackest arcs. You like Star Fox? That wouldn't bug me. Dude saw more pussy than Catwoman's undies, trust me. Like Hawkeye and Mockingbird, you could call me a nerd. I like my drawings with words, word.
Joining me for a second time on the show, the last time he was on, it was a 2-hour special over two parts. It felt like it flew by in no time, but it lasted for hours. It really was a great show. It's my great pleasure to welcome back MC Jazzy Jordan, aka Word Burglar. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. It's great to be back. Thank you. Thanks
excellent,
for having me.
Excellent. We were just discussing summertime, and it's summer in Canada at the moment.
Yeah, we have summer around the same time that you do. So yeah. Imagine that.
I know. It's crazy being in the Northern Hemisphere and everything. But it feels a lot like it's winter there, like most of the time. I don't know. Last time we spoke, you said, yeah, the winters are long. So what else is there to do but huddle up and make an album, make music? It's true.
You know what? It's all part of the ruse. We just like to stay. We like to stay, keep to ourselves, and just hang out here. And we don't want anybody coming to bug us.
And it seems that you've done just that. We'll talk a bit more about it later on. But let's touch on it. You've got a new album coming out very, very soon, and it's called Replicable Skills, which is awesome. It's a great name.
Thank you. Yeah, I liked it. It's actually it's the name of the skills that I needed to make the album. So I figured that's what I should call it.
Absolutely. Well, I wasn't sure. Yeah, last time we spoke again, you said it might be called Fourth Burglar, which I know you were not serious about. How long did it take to come up with that name?
It just came up naturally in while I was writing rhymes. It came up in a rhyme, and then I really liked the name, and I thought, hey, that would work as a good album title. So that's just kind of what I went with, and it does really apply to what the record's about, which is about it. Definitely, I've gone. It's very much a rap, boom bap, like classic kind of rap style album with obviously there's nerdy overtones and undertones all throughout it, because that's who I am. But definitely the base of the record is in rap and hip hop and sort of classic kind of rap, just the mentality of rapping. So Replicable Skills sounded to me like just the perfect title for what the record was. So it came up naturally, you know.
I'm so glad to hear, you know, where your inspiration's coming from this, for the type of hip-hop that you're nurturing and growing there, because that absolutely appeals to me. It's exactly what I want to hear, and what I listen out for, what appeals to me, and it's probably why Third Burglar really appealed to me as well. It was absolutely my favorite album of the year when it came out, and Croque Monsieur still remains one of my favorite songs. I'm constantly playing that still.
Glad, man. Thank you. Thank you.
I've had a chance to listen to some of the tracks off of the new album so far. It doesn't sound far removed from Third Burglar in feel and vibe and tone, but it does feel like there's a progression there. We'll come back to the album. That's obviously what we're going to talk about a lot, but I want to talk about some of your other endeavors, and you're a man of many talents, it seems. You're becoming something of a media man producing content. Let's start with the podcast, Weekend at Burgies. This is a show you've been doing for a while now. How long has it been going?
Well, we just celebrated our 1 year anniversary, and it's just a little podcast I do. I just thought it would be a fun way to, because being on your podcast and a few other podcasts, and I just like talking to people and talking to different friends of mine and different artists, and I felt that there was maybe a niche that wasn't getting covered around where I'm coming from here in Canada, where just talking to different artists, whether it's about comic books or underground rap or sort of the alternative comedy scene. I had a lot of friends in those three different areas, and we always had some fun conversations, and I didn't get to see them too much, so I thought it'd be cool to just record the conversations and talk about it. And then, of course, I get to geek out and talk about comic books or video games or whatever is tickling my fancy at the time. So
yeah,
it's been a fun time. Yeah.
It's really come on as well. I won't tell lies. I haven't listened to every episode, but it's always on my list. And I delve in and out as and when the time is right.
I feel that's like every podcast, right?
Well, yeah. I don't know if you found this, but I think when you start making podcasts, you find less time to listen to podcasts. I don't know if maybe that doesn't ring true for everyone. I've heard other people say that. I do, like I say, I keep it on my playlist and it's always there. And I, dip in and out as I do with many other podcasts. But, from the first episode, which I thought you did tremendously well because it was just you. It came across really well. It was like the teaser, the pilot episode, if you will. And the way you talk and the way you came across, it was really interesting. It was nice. Just like I felt like I was in the room with you, and you were just talking
to me. Thank you, man. Yeah, I mean that's what it's about. I mean, when I listen to a podcast too, it's just sort of you want to be hanging out, and it was just very casual. And I'm sitting here surrounded by mics and recording equipment and comic books, and I just figured I'd share it. It's just sort of an easy way. Like, we're living in an era where we have this accessibility, and you know about it. I mean, you do this. This is a great podcast, and
thank you.
It is. And when we have this accessibility, man, I mean, this is something that you sort of dream about as a kid in a weird way. Not to digress too much, but you think about where we were when we were younger, and I remember, thinking, oh, it'd be cool to have your own radio show or your own TV show or do something like that. And now we have the access to do that, right? And we can focus on our interests and see what else is out there and share. Like, I like to listen in and find out, tune in to learn some stuff about video games or music or sports or whatever it is. So
yeah,
it's just fun. I'm happy to do it, and honestly, it's just a labor of love and just having some fun. So I'm glad if people want to tune in and have a good time, that that's really cool. So
absolutely, and I recommend it. Absolutely, people should do that. Where will we find you on the net with the podcast?
There's a link right on wordburglar.com, or you can go to modernsuperior.com, and the podcast is called Weekend at Burgies. So if people are listening, they can just find it on iTunes or Stitcher, whatever their podcast preference is. I know now there seems to be like 20 different podcast servers. Like, what do you use? Are you on everything?
Generally, I use iTunes and Stitcher.
Yeah.
But then, there's the RSS feed and the direct download, and Podbean is where I host it. So there's any number of ways to pick it up. But your show, I mean, you kind of went straight in at the deep end. You did a live show as well, didn't you?
Yeah, we did a live holiday show and just had some laughs. And the cool thing about a podcast is the format is constantly, it's very flexible. So you can do, as you know, you can focus on one subject, you can switch around, you can move around. So for me, I'll go from, I'll do a solo episode with maybe some comedy or some little stories and anecdotes, play some music, or I'll have a guest on, do some interviews, do a live show, just sort of keep it, you know, keep it very organic and just kind of have, you know, again, just I keep coming back to it, but just having fun. So yeah. If we're going to record it and it will be fun to listen to, then that's something that I want to do. And the rap albums are, you know, I make my albums and that's a very concentrated, focused, creation or whatever, if you will, product or whatever. And then the podcast is just, a fun, loose creation. So if you're on the bus or taking transit and you want to tune into something, you know, we're there for you.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Well, good weekend to you. It's episode 16 of Weekend at Burgies.
Je ne care pas.
Je veux ce plat. Je veux ce plat.
That's an MC being me.
Je veux ce plat. Je veux ce plat.
That's an MC being me.
Even if it doesn't, je ne care pas. It's all gravy, like a plate with just gravy. Use a bit of sense, like you got some savings. You can only please half the people half the time, like an umpire, so relax your mind. Don't sweat the small stuff, that's for your skin pores. Whether you're at home or at the mall, working in stores, eating Lindors or taking out trash bags. Sometimes life's just a big just for laughs gag. Hashtag, what's happening, Burke? Just passing the time like a flux capacitor. Stopping along the way to smell the lavender. Grab a dessert, not freaking like a passenger who got on a plane and forgot what lobster.
We've mentioned, as is always going to be the way with you, comics have come up in the conversation already.
Yeah.
Not content with reading comics, of which you do a lot. I'm going to ask actually now, before we get into the next bit of news, what are you reading at the moment? Because I'm always interested to find out what other people are reading and enjoying at the moment. What are you into at the minute?
Well, I just finished the latest issue of Star Wars, the Marvel Star Wars by Jason Aaron. It's phenomenal. Are you reading that at all?
I picked up the first one, but I didn't feel like I could. There were so many Star Wars comics coming out, and if I get one, I'm going to get them all, and I just chose to leave it. But I got the first editions of Star Wars. I got the first edition of the Princess Leia one, and a few others, but I didn't follow it through. I'd probably get the collected edition.
Yeah, I'm loving it. The Jason Aaron, like, just the core Star Wars, I think is phenomenal. As a lifelong Star Wars fan, and like, I'm not a fan of the prequels, but listening or reading the new Jason Aaron take on the whole Star Wars universe, it's phenomenal. It's kind of blowing me away, actually, how much, like, all the things he's thinking about how Obi-Wan Kenobi and Jabba the Hutt and Darth Vader and how everybody fits in together, it's phenomenal. So it might be the best Star Wars comic ever. And I read the Dark Horse ones, I read the old Marvel stuff, and this has been really good. I'm reading Low by Rick Remender, which is really, really good. I love that. And Stray Bullets, which I think to this day is one of the greatest comic book series ever. And Image is now doing it by David Lapham. I don't know if you've seen that at all, but
no,
he was doing it in the 90s, and I picked up odd issues here and there in the 90s, and then it went out of print for years and years. And then Image has now come back and reprinted all the original Stray Bullets, and now they're doing a new series, and it's just a brilliant crime drama slice of life comic series. It's really unique. I highly recommend it. It's really, really good. It's a little heavy.
Yeah.
Not for definitely for mature readers. It can be very, very heavy, but I think it's one of the best comics out there.
I really enjoy a lot of what comes out of Image.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really enjoying Drifter at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, Drifter's great, yeah.
I didn't realise, I mean, they took a break between number 5 and number 6 coming out, and it was a real surprise. I was in, actually, I mean, you influence where I buy my comics, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah?
Because when we, you know, we spoke a long time ago, in London, and you said that you'd been to a few different shops, and you mentioned Orbital Comics, and you said
great shop.
And it wasn't one that I'd checked out previously, so I went along, and now it is my... It's my regular comic shop. That's where I go every Wednesday now.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Yeah, those guys are great. Yeah,
yeah, it's convenient for work. I just nip over in my lunch break, pick up my comics, and get the My Little Ponies for my kids.
Nice.
Nobody believes they're for the kids, I don't think.
Well, I hear they're pretty good. I haven't read them, but I hear they're putting out some pretty quality books, so for My Little Pony, you know, whatever.
If you're 5 and 7, it appeals. Okay, we've teased enough. This is fantastic and phenomenal, and I can't wait to get a copy of it. You have your own comic book coming out.
That's right, yeah, The Last Paper Route.
Is this at all inspired by the song? You've got the cool video for, was it called The Root?
Yeah, The Root. It's definitely, they both come from the same place. So I was a paper boy when I was a kid, and I actually was a paper boy for about 7 years, and I delivered in downtown Halifax, Nova Scotia, which is a very small but bustling little urban center. And I had about, I don't know, at least 100 different customers. And my best friend and I, Alex, were both big comic book fans, and we were both paper boys. And we made a little comic book when we were kids called Adventures in Paper Routing. And we put out about five or six different issues that we just sort of photocopied on our own and gave them out to our friends. And, you know, we sold them at little zines fairs and stuff like that. And this was like a million years ago. And we always said that when we got older, we wanted to do this comic as a real comic. So now we're doing it. And it's a comic book that... sorry, I was just burping. It's honest. We're on a podcast. It's real. Sometimes you have to burp.
You feel free anytime.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, it's a holiday here, so I've been out on a patio watching baseball all day, and I came home. I rushed home to do this interview. So,
I appreciate that.
I'm really loose. Good. Oh, yeah, it's my pleasure, man. I appreciate being on here.
Did your team win?
Yeah, they did. The Blue Jays won. Blue Jays baseball. I don't know how closely you guys follow baseball in the UK.
Not at all.
Not at all.
No. It's probably on one of the sports channels, but it's going to be like a sports channel 7 or something. You know, it's going to be way down.
Right. Well, not to digress too much, but in baseball, there's about 29 American teams and one Canadian team. And the only Canadian team is Toronto. And they won today, and it was a good game. So we got our Blue Jays pride. But yeah, The Last Paper Route, it's a comic book about just exactly what it sounds like. It's The Last Paper Route, and we don't know why it's The Last Paper Route, but it follows two paper boys who are inspired by the adventures of myself and Alex, and my good friend Dave Hallett is drawing it, and it's a lot of fun. I don't want to give too much away. I hope people will check out the comic and sort of find out, but it's kind of mystery, adventure, humor, and it's good all ages comic book paper route inspired fun. So well, I don't know if I sold it well or not.
Well, I think so. I saw the you did a very sneak preview on one of your social media feeds. I remember which one, probably Facebook. And the thing I look for in comics first and foremost is the artwork. I'm always a fan of the art first, and then the story, you know, has to be good as well. But looking at the artwork, it really does appeal. It looks fantastic. So good job, and it must be a proud feeling to see that name Jordan on the front of a comic book.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it feels great, and I'll make sure I send a copy to you, and maybe we can get it in Orbital Comics. I don't know. I'm hoping to get overseas and everywhere we can.
Let me speak to them. I mean, the amount of publicity we've done for them on this show alone, I think
Right.
I think they owe us, goddammit.
Great shop, great shop. They owe us. Take a few copies, you know? Put like 5 copies on the rack. What's a big deal?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever get the opportunity to come back to the UK to perform as a rapper?
Will, I hope so, man. I really, really want to. Maybe in the next year. If the opportunity comes up, I always say that. If the opportunity comes up, I'll definitely be coming over to the UK again. And the next time I come, I'll try and book a show. So, you know, if someone will have me, it'd be great to do some rapping.
Well, it just so happens that Orbital Comics put on music sometimes.
Well, maybe we can hook it up there. I don't know. I'd love to.
Wouldn't that be great? A book signing and a rap show all in one. That would be amazing.
That'd be phenomenal. Yeah, I would love that.
We've got to make that happen. So, yeah, where will people find the comic online?
Again, if you go to wordburglar.com, there's links there. And on Bandcamp, there is a link to buy it if you go to my Bandcamp page, which is propsdepartment.bandcamp.com. There's a section that says merch, and you can just click on it there.
Just to clarify, it's props, DEPT.
That's correct.
Not the whole word.
That's right, yeah. I like to abbreviate. I abbreviate it.
Do you think you'll put it through Comixology?
I'm right now, it is Comixology pending. We have submitted it, and my fingers are crossed. So apparently it takes like 3 to 4 months to get approval. So
wow.
We're waiting. The official launch isn't until mid-August. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it'll be on Comixology. And we'll see.
Good stuff.
So if you're listening, Comixology, approve our comic.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure you'll get an email first thing in the morning.
I remember when I got the call. You talk the talk, but can you walk the walk, block by block? Pound the pavement day by day. Get up real early on Saturday. There's no fatter way to make some cash. Wore that bag like a badge. Bruises on my shoulder, newsprint on my fingers. The pain lingers. Wash it down with strawberry milk. The kids say he's very ill, and crazy ladies crazy on the daily. But I won't let the fear derail me. Feet don't fail me. The elevator's out of service. Younger kids got nervous, but I had a purpose for all the strangers. Deliver their papers despite the dangers. Despite the dangers. I was risking my life to bring you the news.
Taking my paper.
Risking my life to bring you the news.
Taking my paper.
Most of the hallways were dirty looking, and you could always smell what apartment 30 was cooking. No lie, the route was hard, but it was worth it when you got those Christmas cards. Average pay period made about 2 bills. When you're a kid, that feels like 2 mil. I spent the cash on comics, ball caps and tapes, records, video games, make no mistake. I never smoked no cigarettes. How the heck do you think I can afford those action figure sets? Not to mention the staircases had to climb. Walkman pumping raps to my mind. Fat mixtapes would get me through the rainy days from slush to dew. Never knew who would be around the next bend. Drunks in the stairwell at 7 a.m. And I'll never forget the time the police questioned me about a crime committed by the guy in number 5. It sucks. He still owed me $20.
Okay, so the comic drops just before the album. Is that right?
Well, technically, yeah. August 16th is when the comic drops. We're doing a... I'm doing it at the Dartmouth Comics Arts Festival, which is in Nova Scotia. I'll be launching the comic there, and the CD technically drops August 7th, and then digitally you can get the album as of August 28th. So by the end of August, you can get both. So.
Yeah, absolutely cool. So the album then, we've touched on it at the head of the show, Replicable Skills. Again, harking back to the comics, the artwork always appeals to me first, and the cover for your new album is sensational.
Thank you.
I mean, when I first saw it, I absolutely blown away. I think it's awesome.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that's by James White and Dave Howlett, and Dave is actually the artist of the comic book as well. So
there we are.
Yeah, if you look at the right side, the comic book illustration. That's by Dave, and then the left side is by James. And James, he's an incredible designer. His website is signalnoise.com. I definitely implore everybody to go check him out because he's just an incredible designer. And Dave Howlett's just phenomenal. You can find him online. He's on the Last Paper Route, and he does a comic called Slammarama, which is about wrestling. And yeah, they're just, I've known both of them for years and years. They're old friends. And I was blown away when I saw the artwork. Like, they just knocked it out of the park. So, yeah, very cool.
It is awesome. And as I mentioned, the name is awesome too. Replicable Skills. I can't stop saying it. It just rolls off the tongue so easily. But let's talk about the music then. I haven't listened to it all yet. You very kindly sent me a preview through this morning.
Yeah, you're one of the only people to get a sneak preview. Wow, because you're special. You're very special.
Thank you. I was actually in the pub last night with one other person who's had a listen to it so far. And it's one of the producers on it, actually, Milk Plus.
Yes, the amazing Milk Plus, who I believe you introduced me to Milk Plus originally.
Well, we kind of met you at the same time at your show in Shoreditch, at the Shoreditch Club in Shoreditch.
That's High right.
Street in Shoreditch.
Take the credit. Just take the credit.
Yeah, absolutely. I put you two together. I'm expecting royalties.
Well, he's a phenomenal producer, and yeah, he knocked the beat out of the park. So we did a track called The Other Shop, which is a lot of fun.
And it sounds reminiscent of songs that we will find on Third Burglar. I come back to this. Like, it seems like it's not too distant, or it's not too far removed from the vibe and the feel of your last album. But at the same time, there's a definite evolution. You know, the cuts on it are spot on. The boom bap, style of rap that you're putting through, it's just lots of bounce, lots of fun. Lots of energy. It sounds awesome, and yeah, I've listened a lot to Channel Halifax, which is the preview track that people can get or stream at your Bandcamp page at the moment, ahead of the release of the album. But that is a fantastic example of what people should expect. So, what's different on this one? How did you approach this one differently?
Well, just an evolution, Third Burglar was a big, big record for me. I was really proud of how it all turned out. And again, I'm just sort of striving to, every record I make, I want to make it better than the last one. So whether it's the beats, whether it's the cuts, whether it's the rhymes, the entire project, and I oversee everything. So I'm very hands-on with every track to make sure that it all flows together. And I mean, I'm really, really lucky to work with a lot of incredible producers and DJs and other rappers. And I had a vision in my mind about this record, and I just wanted to make it just really focused on a lot of really, really good rap jams. So on one hand, I wanted every track to be its own single. So I want, out of like the 14 tracks plus the intro skit.
Which is great, by the way.
Oh, thanks, man. I want them all to stand on their own. But then I also want them all to flow together well, because that's what makes a full album. So I had about 20 or 22 tracks. And then I wound up cutting about 5 or 6 before we got to the final album. And the other songs, I think, were really good too, but they just couldn't, I think 15 is a good cutoff for an album.
Yeah.
And I thought what we had really flowed well together. But, the emphasis is just on classic rap, because for me, I listen to a lot of different rap albums, and I listen to all the new records that come out. Like, if something's big and comes across my radar, I'll give it a listen. And a lot of different records just don't do it for me. Like, whether it's the beats are kind of weak or the rhymes. And I'm just trying here. I'm not saying that I got it figured out, but for me, if I listen to an album, I want to hear good lyrics. I want to hear good rhymes. I want to hear good beats. So that's what I tried to do with this, in a nutshell, is just make it the best beats and the best rhymes that I could. And and you know, keep a, you know, keep a fun vibe. So I think I think I accomplished it. I'm pretty happy with the record, if I do say so myself. But
I think so too. As I say, I haven't listened to everything yet. I was trying to get through it a bit this afternoon or this evening when I got home.
I know I just sent it to you today for the listeners at home. Will just got it. So,
But yeah, maybe we can throw one or two tracks into the show.
Nuts, man. That'd be great.
Well, I mean, the show will come out before the digital release, so I'm not going to put every track on there by any means, but if we pick out one or two of your favorites and or ones that you want people to hear, that would be cool.
I grew up by the library next to Winston Churchill, eating pizza every day like some Ninja Turtles. The kid who burgles from St. Pat's to Gus's pub at the public gardens, feeding ducks by the spud. What's up, cuz? A Grace baby in the place, y'all. And like Glace Behe, love baseball. From the commons to the wanderers' grounds, and you know I feel weird when no water's around. Down at the harbor front where I used to dishwash, before I quit to get a job pulling rickshaws, I was spitting raw, just a kid from the peninsula. You might have seen picking up liquor on Agricola, the particular deliverer of the male star. Hopping fences, hanging out at the rail yard or a pier, just watching the harbor hop and feeling fat like Miller's old barbershop. And anytime I need to smile and relax, I put my mind on the facts and dial it back to good times of the past and the ones to come. Wherever you're at, never forget where you're from. I channel Halifax, and when I dial it back, never takes too long to get a smiley crack, cause life moves fast and can spiral off track. So I hit rewind in my mind and dial it back. Yeah, I'm from downtown Halley, proud card carrying. My heart's buried in every square inch of Barrington, where I'd swim at the YWCA. No wonder I don't like the W suites, eh? Hey, I just prefer seeing ships that tall and getting busier than Christmas at Mi'kmaq Mall. Centennial rink to St. Mary's and St. Francis, flirting with the girls at the Sacred Heart dances. Romances, Hallie could never keep me single, and always makes me smile like the dingle. While playing hooky at Freeman's on Quinpool, strange adventures whenever I wasn't in school. It's cool, the Leafs, Habs, or the Bruins, someone will always tell you what Crosby has been doing. And don't freak out if you hear a boom from the Citadel, yo, that just means it's noon. And anytime I need to smile and relax, I put my mind on the facts and dial it back to good times of the past and the ones to come. Wherever you're at, never forget where you're from. I channel Halifax, and when I dial it back, never takes too long to get a smile and crack, cause life moves fast and can spiral off track. So I hit rewind in my mind and dial it back.
Another East Coast track. Another East Coast track.
Let's take a sec to think back. Back.
Come on, everybody, let's go. Yo, two bridges. New McKay, old McDonald, Nova Scotian, known for holding Olin's bottles. Ocean playground, parks and recreation. Taking the ferry for a Dartmouth vacation. Sneaking on the docks under the arm in darkness. Then grabbing Steverinos at the farmer's market. And if you craving some Donair sauce, hit Tony's on Roby. We go there lots. The history here. Grab a beer, anyone. See, I got more tales than Pier 21. From Point Pleasant Park to the Pirates and Hobos to why the Windjammers had the best team logo. You know, though. Like no thermos will cause a fuss if you wanna take coffee on the bus. And just in case you'd rather catch a cab, son, call Casino. I hear they're the fast ones. Yeah. Shout out everybody in Howltown. Nouvelle Cuss. All you scoping notions.
Of the 15 or 14 songs, 15 tracks, which one is the one you're most proud of on this new album?
I couldn't choose. I can't choose.
This is what I always hear. They're all my babies. I can't love any of them any less.
It's funny because every song I worked on, I spent so many hours on each track that, you know, I've invested so much time that I'm so proud of how they all turned out, and everyone who worked on each track, all the producers. It's hard to say, right? I mean, you think, like you mentioned that track with Milk Plus. I love that song, The Other Shop. And to me, that song is about, you know, it's something very dear to me. Like, I, growing up, there was always another shop. So for the listeners at home, it's, you know, if you were into comic books or models or action figures, you might have your go-to store that you would shop at. But then there was always the other shop. And it was a little sketchy, little weird, little strange. You didn't know what was going on over there, but it existed. And so the other shop was, it's a very true thing to me. And I really... I don't know, I love that song. You mentioned Channel Halifax that Peter Project and I made, and I love that song because that's about my hometown. Then there's like Word Currency, which is just sort of the type of rap that I love to do, just sort of funny punchlines and stuff, right?
The opening track, really, Word the Frig Up.
Just,
I can't get through that without smiling.
I'm glad, man. And you know what? We sampled Roots Manuva, who's a UK rapper.
There we are.
It all comes back.
I was in the pub with Milk Plus, and we were talking about the work process between you two. Yeah, I like to get a little inside information before I speak to you. I mean, we go to the pub anyway, but it was a good opportunity to find out. And he said, yeah, it was refreshing to work with you because you say you're on top of everything and you're a bit of a controlling element. And he said it was like there were deadlines and you work to that deadline and you know, once that stage is done, you move on to the next deadline. And he said he really enjoyed working with that process. You know, he does a whole range of different projects. You know, he's working, I don't know if this is a secret, but he's working with Simon Le Bon on a project.
Cool.
Yeah. But then he'll go, you know, he's got his nerdcore projects that he does as well, and it's like, you know, at one end of the scale you've got tight deadlines and you know it has to be done bang on time, and then at the other end it's like, yeah, in 3 years we'll have this album out, you know. So when everybody's got together and done their thing, how long did this album take to pull together? Because you got a few different people on it, you know, you've got different producers, you've got different vocalists. How did it all come together? How quick was it?
Well, you know what, I try and average it out. I think it works out to be about each song takes about a month from creation to working on the beat to writing. And I mean, that's spread out over the whole thing. So with 15 tracks, it's about 15 months really for the full album. Like when you look at from writing to working with the different producers on the beats, to recording, to all the mixing and bringing in the DJ to do the cuts, getting the mastering done, finding artwork. It really balances out to, and I've looked at my other albums and it averages out to about a track a month, I think. Definitely, like as soon as I finished Cobra Island, I was thinking about this album. So, and that Cobra Island came out about 2 years ago. So yeah, it's been about a year and a half to 2 years to get this record done. Yeah. I mean, I've gone through a lot of different tracks, and with Milk Plus, like he, you know, him and I were talking about a few different tracks, and it was like with my deadline, I had to really hit some strict deadlines for every track, and he really came through. And I mean, I love the track we did, and, yeah, and I, you know, I'm looking forward to working with him more in the future. So there's more planned for sure.
Absolutely, good. So you worked with Beat Mason again.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a phenomenal talent. You've got Fresh Kills on there in terms of production. You've got Civilian doing production as well. On Bill, I'm never going to pronounce that correctly. Mosienko.
Oh, Bill Mosienko. Yeah. He's an NHL Hall of Fame legend that nobody knows about. So
clearly.
I had to make a song about him.
you've got Ghetto Socks on production as well.
Yeah, Socks came through. Yeah, all these guys are my friends too. I mean, Mason, Kills, Sav, Timmy, Socks, everybody, Peter, like everybody. They're all my mates, right? We're all really, really close. So
yeah.
I see these guys like almost weekly. And so putting out the album just sort of it comes naturally that I'm gonna make tracks with them.
Yeah. So there are, you know, obviously familiar guest vocals as well. You've got Cuts by More or Less. We know he's a talented. Does he use turntables or does he use digital?
Oh, he used real turntables. Yeah.
Yeah, he's very talented.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got...
And DJ Irate too. DJ Irate came through. Like.
Yeah. Well, that's a name I don't know actually. Is he local to you as well?
Yeah, DJ Irate, he has worked with Swamp Thing in the past. If you go listen to some of the older Swamp Thing and some Timbuktu stuff and Extremities he's worked with and Ghetto Socks.
Okay.
So. You know, he's a crazy accomplished DJ on his own. And him and I have been friends for a while. And when I was working on the new record, it just sort of came up, and he was just like, "Well, you know, let's discuss how we can make it happen." And he came on board, and just it started with one track, and then next thing you know, he wound up doing 10 tracks. So, it's crazy.
Yeah. So he's on everything I listen to. So I apologize to DJ Irate. I should know a bit more about him.
No, he's an amazing DJ, and he's kind of like a battle DJ. Like, he can do a lot of different styles and skills and stuff. And like Uncle Fest came through on the record too. Like, he did the cuts on Channel Halifax, and we've been working together for over 10 years. So I tried to bring in as many different people as, you know, from the pantheon of Canadian underground rap that I could. Like, I'm lucky to know a lot of really, really talented people. So
yeah,
everybody kind of came through, and it's a big party, right? It's just a big party album.
So yeah, not just Canadian artists. So you've got a bit surprised. You got Frontalot on there.
MC Frontalot, yeah, man. You've heard of him before?
He's I think the podcast I did with you, in terms of how many plays it's had, is second only to MC Frontalot, I'm afraid.
Oh, no, that's amazing. Well, he's the man who invented nerdcore, right?
Seems like it, yeah. Most people agree on that. There's one or two that say otherwise, but I don't listen to him. I don't
really... Well, I believe he coined the term, and yeah, I've loved Front since I first heard him, and I met him back in 2008. Really, really awesome guy. I always really liked his style, you know? It's just sort of very unique and original.
Yeah,
it's rap, but it's him, you know. He's doing his own thing, and yeah, I've just always thought he was brilliant. And when I met him in Orlando for the first time at Nerdapalooza, and he was just a really, really cool guy, and I was really amazed with how professional he was and his stage show and how seriously he took the music, right? Like, a big problem I have with the nerdcore scene is there's a lot of people that don't take the music seriously. They're like, oh, I like Harry Potter, I'm gonna do a song about it, and then they make a song and it sucks. You know what I mean? And I mean as a musician and artist, like, I take my art very seriously. And yeah, I'm a nerd, and we've talked about this before.
Yeah. We're all nice.
And you know, I want to make good music, but I'm a nerd, so that's going to come out in what I do. And you know, Frontalot's the same way. He takes his music very seriously, and he's very good at it. And and I'd been on one of his albums, and we talked for years about doing more work together. And it, you know, he's in the States, I'm in Canada, so we don't cross paths that often. And then finally I was just like, yeah, let's just do this. What are we waiting for? So he came on board, and we did the track Noggin Users, which I think turned out really well. And he knocked it out. Like, again, like, his verse on that is just amazing. It's one of my favorite Frontalot verses, actually. Like, he really came through on that. So I'm excited.
It's one I've still got to hear. I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh, so. Yeah, you got to check it out, man. Yeah.
I'm going to be up all night listening to this album. I think my wife will... Yeah. have to come and extract me from my headphones.
And Megaran came through too, as well, from like the nerdier scene, and Megaran.
Oh,
as well.
God, I feel like he's part of my life now. He's here so often.
Oh yeah, Rand's the man.
He's been to the UK, I think, 3 times in the last 2 years, and he's back again in September. So,
oh my God,
I know. It's great. Every time he comes over, I go and see him, he's a fantastic performer. And a really lovely guy, absolutely spot on. Couldn't ask for more.
He's the best. They don't come better than Megaran. He's awesome. And there's another guy who, you know, definitely with the nerdy, he's got all the nerdy aspects, all his music, but he's very grounded in hip hop, which is where I come from as well. And we've always sort of bonded, I think, on that, our mutual sort of nerdiness and rappiness. I love Ran, and we got a lot of stuff cooking. I'll be on his new album as well, which is coming up, which is very exciting. I don't want to say too much because I don't know what's been revealed yet, but his new record is sounding amazing, and he shows up on my record, and I hope to work with him for years to come. So
cool. So there's plenty to enjoy for the nerdy folk and the not nerdy folk as well. This is because your music is something I can play and the wife will enjoy as well. she'll bounce around
I'm glad.
Your wife approved. there's not many nerdy artists on that list, I'll be honest.
Well, I'm happy to be wife approved. It's really all I've ever wanted to be.
Cool. You put out some t-shirts to help fund some of the record, is that right?
Yeah, the Rap Viper t-shirts. Yeah. Cody Peters, who did the cover to Welcome to Cobra Island, whipped up a really, really fresh Rap Viper logo. And yeah, it totally helped fund the album. So, because again, I'm independent, so I gotta make up the cash how I can. And so it's, a lot of people came through and supported and got a really cool t-shirt. And that money went into the funds, to the cost of me recording and all the record costs associated with making an album. So,
and is that was just a limited edition thing and not available anymore, is that right?
Yeah. People have been asking me about doing more, and I think we may do more because it's a great logo. And I would love that if anyone who wants it, I want them to have it. So I think we'll try and issue more, but they might be in a different color.
Trust me, very comfy, very comfy.
Oh, cool, man. Thank you. Thanks for that one.
It's a shirt I won't wear in bed. I don't know if you know this, but when you wear a t-shirt in bed, eventually it becomes twisted and it gets out of shape. And I definitely do not want that happening to my Word Burglar t-shirt.
No, man, no. Keep it pristine.
Yeah, it gets hung up. Pride of place. with all my other Nerdcore t-shirts, of which I have many. But no, cool. It's a nice shirt, nice colouring. Cool. So, we've talked about the album. Let's remind people, when is it coming out again?
August 28th. So you can order it digitally. Yeah, definitely. Replicable Skills. You need it. You need it in your ears and in your life.
Wife approved. Maybe she hasn't heard it yet.
I wish I'd known that before. I would have put that right on the album. Word Burglar, wife approved.
And you can pick that up as we mentioned before, props department, that's props.bandcamp.com. Pleasure to talk to you again, sir. Thank you ever so much.
Always, man. Thanks for having me on. I came from outside in a baseball barbecue and had a couple beers, but I hope this turned out all right.
It came out perfect, and I'm sorry for dragging you away from that, but I do appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, man. My pleasure.
So, which tracks are we going to play off this album?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what no one has heard yet?
What's that?
Narcai Score.
Ooh. Ooh, okay.
Do you have that one? Yeah.
I do have that
You've
one.
You've got it now.
I've got it. And it's one of the ones I have listened to because it was on the preview thing.
All right.
As well. And I enjoyed that because I think you told the story on the last podcast that this song kind of relates to.
That's right. Yeah.
So if you want to know what this song's about, go back to the last podcast and listen to that.
Absolutely.
I can't remember if it's in part one or part two, but start with part one.
Listen to both parts.
And finish in part two. Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to play Narc High Score. I'll throw in, I think, Channel Halifax, because that's a fantastic track as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thanks.
So, Word Burglar, it's been a pleasure. Thank you ever so much for joining me.
Thank you, man. Keep doing what you do. I want you to be heard.
Thank you.
Oh, no, the knife, man.
5-1-1 in progress. Let's go.
Let me take you on an 8-bit trip into a past life. So vivid, feels like it was last night. 5 buttons, 2 hands, 1 choice, the red or the blue man. And let me tell you, these guys were bristled, so skilled they could jump and fire missiles. It was the 90s, I was the perfect target for Narc, a somewhat obscure cartridge. Spent the summer perfecting my thumb muscles on a steady diet of lime pop and some Ruffles. The combo that take me to the top of cleaning up the streets with 2 insane cops. Wage a war on drugs, I'll see you bet, with the right amount of chip, grease and sweat. 1 TV set and a goal to die for. Get the first Narc Nintendo Power High Score.
I was into video games, and in the darkness I'm heartless like when the Narc hit. I was into video games, and in the darkness I'm heartless like when the Narc hit.
It's all true, tell your friends, yo.
I was into video games.
I'm not a Narc, I just played one on Nintendo.
And in the darkness I'm heartless like when the Narc
hit. Nintendo Power was the Bible for video games, and if you got a high score, it listed your name. Infinite fame awaited, all I had to do was blow up some drug dealers with bazookas. It's true, cuz I made a plan. Stop playing Final Fantasy, Mega Man, Metroid, Castlevania, Contra, and committed to confiscating contraband. Driving a Porsche, getting caught up in the fringes, gunning down hustlers, dodging syringes. The mission and task, dude, was to blast through pushers and pimps who were trying to flash you. Who approved this for kids? Take a guess. Grand Theft Auto on NES, but yes, 929,900. I won it, not too shabby for one kid.
I was into video games, and in the darkness I'm heartless like when the Narc hit. I was into video games, when the Narc hit. I was into video games, and in the darkness I'm heartless like when the Narc hit. I was into video games, and in the darkness I'm heartless like when the Narc hit.
I had the Narc High Score, now I had to capture it. Lights out, no flash, how you had to snap a pic. Used my mom's cam, it wasn't digital. Had to take pictures until the film was full. Got it developed at the Shoppers Drug Mart. 3 days to get them back, that was a tough part. 24 photos for all my troubles, only 1 turned out. Glad I got doubles. Off to the judges, popped it in the mail with a wish and a prayer my envelope wouldn't fail. Then waited, was my mission in vain? Months and months passed till that issue came. Then there it was, SJ from Halifax. Still got a copy to give my pals a laugh. And if I do nothing else, at least they can remember me. On page 77, volume 23. No internet, message boards and blogs. Rockets blew up everything except dogs. And most kids didn't know what the game was. But if they could read, they might know what my name was.
And in the darkness, I'm heartless like when the Narc hit.
I had the Narc High Score.
I was into video games.
For 1 month.
TheUnheardNerd.com.
Hello.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Hey, I'm good, man. Can you hear me?
Crystal clear. Yeah, perfect.
Oh,
as
my
always.
Gosh. Beautiful, beautiful. Just going to put that volume up. I've got the window open right now. Is that noisy?
I can hear it, but it doesn't matter too much. Ambient noise is okay.
I can close it.
I don't know. I mean, it's winter 90% of the time there, isn't it? you might want to enjoy some warm weather.
We're in the middle of a very beautiful summer, so might as well cut out that noise.
Absolutely. Okay.
and create the vibe that that there could be sun here.
is there sun? Is it nice weather?
It is nice. Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
How's it for you? I know it's 11 o'clock right now, so.
It is, but it's still warm. I'm in shorts and a t-shirt, so yeah, I can't complain.
Wonderful, wonderful. You sound good.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
You do too, I should say. I'm not. It's getting late at night. I can't speak. I'm just checking to make sure that we are recording, so bear with me cool. 2 ticks, because I would hate to do all this for nothing.
No problem, man. Sorry about the late meetup. I'm glad we were able to make it happen.
Yeah, no problem at all. That's fine. That's okay. I mean, yeah, we'll try and keep it fairly concise. 40 minutes to an hour, I think, will work. I know last time...
Whatever you need.
Well, last time was a bit of an epic, wasn't it?
That's right, man. Yeah.
Turned into a two-hour special, which is great. It's just still one of my favorite shows. Like, I had a lot of fun talking to you.
Yeah, it was great, man. You know, my dad heard it, and he thought it was really good. He was like, you know, that's one of the best times I've ever heard you do an interview.
Oh, wow.
So, well, it was good, yeah. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
I like your dad. That's cool.
Yeah. He's a nerd. He's cool.
Yeah, I think my dad is too, but he's never admitted to it. But he's the one that got me into Star Trek and made me watch Battlestar Galactica and, you know,
right,
bought me all that stuff and bought me comics every Wednesday when I was a kid. And I never really appreciated it until I got much older. I was like, my dad is a nerd. Yeah, he's a big sci-fi fan. He loves reading about... Yeah, it's space and exploration and weird. I didn't know we had anything in common.
Who knows? Yeah, I know. It's funny, yeah.